This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me for the last year now is Ashley Bean Thornton. Happy belated anniversary, Ashley.
Thank you, Carlos. A whole year of radio bliss.
It's gone by real fast. Mm-hmm. So tonight is the Woodway Wine Tour. So what better way to kick off your weekend than with a little wine tour? And, you know, they're going to have some jazz music, and attendees, of course, have to be 21 and up. They will be checking ID. It's $40 per person, and that's going to be from 7 to 10 tonight at the Carlene Bright Arboretum Grounds.
Another fun thing tonight, and actually going on throughout the rest of the weekend, is the Brazos Theater Group is doing a melodrama. Like melodramas, you know, audience participation. It's called Song of the Lone Prairie, and it will be at their fairly new location, which is on Bosque, 7524 Bosque. And it's closing in on $30 for adults, and that starts at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and then there's a matinee at 2:30 on Sunday. So that's fun. And then also, you know, this is Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
And tonight, we're starting off Memorial Day weekend. There is a sunset memorial service specifically for Vietnam vets, mm-hmm. which will be held at 7 o'clock or sunset, basically, at the Vietnam Memorial, which is at University Parks in Washington Avenue by the river. So if you get there by 7 o'clock, they'll have a reading of names and then play taps. And that will be the beginning of Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. And on Saturday, we'll have the Woodway Roadrunner Festival. So, you know, they're going to have some stage performances, a car and motorcycle show, you know, kid zones, a petting mm-hmm. zoo, and just all these kind of, you know, festival and fair type events. You know, there'll be fireworks at night. And, you know, it's pre-sale tickets are $5. And I think at the gate, they're about $6. So you really can't beat that. And that's going to be from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Woodway Roadrunner Festival.
All right. And also going on Saturday morning, kind of fun if you're a gardener but small. There's going to be a fairy garden class at Bonnie's Greenhouse. So if you want to build your own fairy garden using plants and the other supplies they have at Bonnie's, they are having a little lesson. The lesson itself is free, but of course the plants cost, and it's price vary depending on what kind of plants you get. And that is going to be at 9 o'clock at Bonnie's Greenhouse.
Yeah, and to continue with it being Memorial Day weekend, the Texas Ranger Museum is going to have a military appreciation weekend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, active duty personnel, retirees, and veterans will receive free admission to the museum, and their families will get discounted, I think, admission. And that'll be at the Texas Ranger Museum this weekend from 9 a.m. to 5.
Yeah, and also Saturday night is a really cool time to go look at stars.
Yes.
The Central Texas Astronomical Society is having their monthly open house at the Turner Research Station, which is not technically in Waco. It's kind of on its way toward Clifton.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I say, it's open house, so visitors can come and experience the heavens with the telescopes that are available there. So fascinating. And that is from 8 o'clock in the evening, because, of course, it has to be dark, until 10 o'clock. And then also, speaking of stars and heavens, that always makes me think of imagination. This is opening weekend of the Mayborn Museum's new exhibit, mm-hmm. which is called Imaginate. Oh. And it's kind of a combination of creativity and engineering. You get to do all kinds of cool things like build your own paper airplane and test it in a wind tunnel, invent new things, make a stop-action movie. There's all kinds of cool stuff at the Mayborn. And special pricing this weekend, since it's the opening, $5 a person on 28th, 29th, and 30th. So that'll get you through the weekend.
Very cool. And Saturday night is going to be Cash and the King at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum. So as you can guess, it's going to be a tribute to two of music's biggest icons, Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley. So it's going to be a great performance show for all ages. Cost is $15 to $30 and starts at 7 p.m. again at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum. And that pretty much wraps up our look at the weekend. But heading into the week on Wednesday, June 1st, to continue with that kind of music theme, the Morticians will be playing a part of the Midsummer Night Concert Series at the Carlene Bright Arboretum. And it's a free event that starts at 8.
Yeah. And then Thursday, you're going to have a hard time deciding which musical event to go to because there's three great ones on Thursday. Hewitt is starting off their first annual free concert series. They just built a brand new amphitheater called Creekside Amphitheater at Warren Park, and they are going to have their first concert starting at 7 o'clock. It will be the Full House Band with Holly Tucker. So the actual performance is free, but it is $2 for parking. And then that's also that same night, Thursday night, is the monthly Stars Over Texas Jamboree. And this time it's going to be a salute to the legends of country music. And that's at Lee Lockwood Museum starting at 7. And it's $14. And then a third terrific thing that's going on Thursday night is the River Sounds Concert Series, which is at the Bosque River Stage at McLennan County Community College. Is going to be Asleep at the Wheel.
Oh, neat.
At 7 o'clock. It's free. Bring your own lawn chairs, food, drinks are welcome as long as there's no glass. If it does happen to be flooded, the show will go on, but in the gym.
A lot to do, especially music this week.
Yes.
Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.